My name is Malik Yakini. I'm executive director of the Detroit Black Community Food Security Network.
Lots of communities talk about food deserts. You know, I grew up in Detroit. We know about party stores, and you can get chips, and you can get Red Pop. Where do you get the juices? Where do you get the fresh produce? Corner to corner, community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood.
There's really a problem in the city of Detroit. There was a study done in, I think, 2007 or 2008 by a woman named Mari Gallagher out of Chicago, and it was called Examining the Impact of Food Deserts on Public Health in the City of Detroit. And according to her study, more than half of the population of Detroit lives in an area that she defines as a food desert, which she defined as an area where you have to travel twice as far to get to a major grocery store as you do to get to what she called a fringe food location, which is what we call in Detroit, as you said, a party store. And so there's huge numbers of people that don't have access to grocery stores in the city of Detroit and end up buying foodish things from party stores and from gas stations. And so this has tremendous health implications. You have young people going to school in the morning, eating flaming hot Cheetos and a Red Pop, for example, or, you know, people living on ramen noodles. And so there's tremendous health problems in the city of Detroit that are directly related to food access. Let me say this, though, that many of us in the food movement have stopped using that term food desert. And I just want to share some of the reasons that that might not be the best term to use to describe this lack of food access. One of the reasons is that a desert is really a very rich and vibrant ecosystem. It's not this barren place that people think about. The second reason has to do with the popularization of the term by Mari Gallagher and her definition. So because her definition is an area where you have to travel twice as far to get to a major grocery store as you do to a fringe food location, implicit in that definition is that the answer to the lack of food access is more grocery stores. And some of us think that grocery stores, as we know them, are also part of the problem, because they are one of the tools that's used to sell these highly processed foods to people. Michael Pollan has done some talking about this, where he says that in grocery stores, the perimeters, you have whole foods, you have the dairy, you have the breads, the produce, but the aisles in the center where the money is made are the areas where you have these highly processed foods, where you have multiple ingredients that are aggregated that have all kinds of preservatives, all kinds of artificial colorings. And those are the things that are really doing tremendous damage to our health. And so that model, we don't think, is really the solution to the lack of food access. So that's another reason the term food desert is problematic. But the main reason is that it's another term that is imposed on communities. It's not really a term that people in communities use to describe their own condition. In much the same way that in the 22 years that I ran a school, I never heard a parent come to me and say, "This is my son Johnny, he's an at-risk child." This is a term that is imposed on children from the outside. So food desert is a similar term. It's been imposed on communities. It's not really the way communities define themselves. And we think it's important that communities have the right and the responsibility to define their own condition.